95.5 KLOS. That'd be your basic Pink Floyd.
Okay, something
13
just came out.
Minutes until...
he'll be right with us?
Holy cow.
We're about to get Bert Convy on
Holy
the phone.
Holy cow. Holy cow.
Peter, can you hang on for just a second? We're good friends with Bert.
Bert Convy.
I don't know Bert Convy.
And not only that, I don't tap.
Bert?
Yes.
Is this Bert Convy?
Yeah, it appears to be, yes.
Oh,
how are you guys?
Yeah.
Bert, do you sound like Bert Convy?
Yeah,
are you
Bert.
A tap are you aware, Bert, that we've been trying to get a hold of you for the last few days?
Am I aware? I just went out this morning to get the newspaper, and there's a little card on it. It's Bert, Mark and Brian need a real man.
Yeah, that'd be your neighbor who left that for you.
I heard some guy say he was my neighbor this morning. I've been trying to call you back for a long time. And this guy, I don't know who that is.
His name is Norm.
Where does he live?
He lives down the street, been admiring you from afar.
Three, four doors down from you.
I got a score to settle with you guys.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, because a long time ago, someone said that a limo driver had called you, said that I entered the door naked.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes, we do.
In fact, we had you
on the story up from scratch, Bert. Don't listen to that. It was all...
No, we got an artist rendition, in fact, and we hang it in the studio. Actually, they rendered an artist.
I just wanted to set you straight. That's not such a big deal. I go everywhere naked. It's not a, every time I take a limousine, I'm in there stark naked, man. It's the best way to travel.
Well, Bert, the reason why I've been trying to get a hold of you, you probably know by now, we're having the Mark and Brian pre-4th Friday Fun Follies in the Fun Zone here, and we want you to be our official celebrity.
Well, I would be honored to be there. It would be my pleasure.
So wait a minute. You're saying you're coming?
You bet I'm coming.
Hold it.
I'm coming because I don't want my neighbors picking on me anymore.
You're going to get it.
This is incredible. Bert Convy, we've been wanting you on our show for a long, long time.
Yeah, well, I'm going to come down. You guys better be nice to me because everything you say, I hear about you.
Bert, what we would love to do is have you come down, be with us, have some fun with us, and then maybe do a win, lose, or draw a little section right there in the show, have a couple of people come up and just play the game.
Okay.
Excuse me, you guys. Let me see if I got this straight.
This is Peter Tork talking to you, Bert.
This is Peter Tork talking to you, Bert. Not to you, Bert. I'm talking to these guys. But while you're on the phone and the subject is up, I just want to... excuse me, you guys. The monkeys are on and you want Bert to be your celebrity.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, see, but this
okay,
is
no, I just
more.
Wanted to get it straight. That's all. I just wanted to...
No, you're the celebrity today.
Yeah.
Bert Convy's for Friday. You're our official celebrity, Bert, and what we'd like you to do, I know we're asking a lot here.
Yeah.
But we'd like you to wear an Uncle Sam costume if you
What?
You mean as opposed to coming naked the way I used to?
Well, as much as we'd like to see you naked, Bert.
Yeah. See, it's going to be a bonding of nations, Bert.
Oh, yeah.
And for the
what
fourth
kind of bondage is
for
this?
The fourth festivities, we'd really like you to put on the Uncle Sam costume. Would you mind?
Well, let me just ask, where are you going to do this now?
In the parking lot here in beautiful
in
Culver
Japan,
City.
Bert. In Japan.
Hang on, Pete.
I'll be there. If the monkeys can be there, I can be there.
No, we're not going to be there if you'll be there, Bert, except for Davey, who wants to challenge you to a tap off.
Okay.
Hey, Bert, did you used to tap dance?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, Davey has a chance.
That's what he's telling us.
I'll do the best I can. You
okay.
Know what I mean?
All right, well, Bert, listen, we are just amped and stoked
we
can be. You're coming down. You're going to be our celebrity. This is neat.
This will be terrific. Now somebody's got to call me and tell me exactly where,
yes.
When, and how.
We'll have our we'll have our producer Beastmaster Ann will call you today.
Okay.
And we'll limo you and everything, Bert.
No, I don't. I'll have my own thing. My neighbors will be
please.
Watching. I don't know what kind of.
Yeah, your neighbors will be watching you. Just know that. Well, thanks, Bert. We'll call you later.
Fun. We'll be watching
very
you.
Bye, Bert.
Bye, Bert.
Bert Convy, ladies and gentlemen, and not
we
to be overshadowed. Yeah, we do. That is going to be great. But this is Peter Tork. With the monkeys.
You wouldn't have known
on my segment, huh, guys?
Sorry. Peter Tork is here with the monkeys.
Yes, and it's my segment, and it's, they always do this.
In preparation for the big reunion here in these studios today at around 9 o'clock.
Yes, the historic but otherwise unimportant.
No. No, it is very unique in that...
Very unique. It's uniquer than most unique things are.
Hang on.
As everybody, every English major knows, is extremely unique.
Just thought of something.
Yeah?
We got Bert Convy.
Holy God.
They had to go nuts over Bert Convy.
And we got okay. Bert.
All right, now
Bert Convy, the celebrity guest on the Monkees show for.
No, we've got Peter Tork,
Mark and Brian.
All right.
All right.
Peter, I appreciate the effort. I know your heart's hard into it, but it's okay with me that you're trying. Thanks, brother.
Peter, you were called the most musician of the four. You were the most musician.
Esquire also called me the ineffectual monkey, which is redundant.
You were the one we related to most as kids, only because you got the you were the funny one. You were the one that got kind of the jokes, and you got...
I was the guy that got picked on it, and an awful lot of people responded to that. For some reason, we are a nation of people who either get picked on or do it. I don't understand what this is all about. Mm-hmm. You think this is a metaphor for the national psyche?
You are a metaphor for the national psyche.
MNT, as it's called, down at the corner.
Well, this is going to be a unique situation in that you all four are together happening on our show for the first time in like 20
years. Be together, but that's not a guarantee that it will be happening.
Meaning?
Meaning just that you never can tell. Four people together may not be a happening thing.
But you're doing some shows, correct?
We are a show. Mm-hmm. The four of us are doing a show. Three of us are doing many shows.
Okay.
So Mike comes into Los Angeles, the media capital of the world, steals all the glory and runs away.
Touched a nerve, did we, Peter? I think we touched a nerve there. Which one will he be at?
He will be at the Universal Amphitheater on the 9th of July.
Any particular reason that's
happening? That's a monkey convention. I think he's going to do that.
Is that any reason why?
In Hollywood. What's the celebrity theater thing? I don't know if that's
on. And you're booked there. This says right here, so you better show up.
You need to be there.
You're supposed
for that.
To be booked there.
In LA?
You're
buying tickets. Yeah.
No, that's down in Anaheim.
Well, you need to be there too then. Anyways, the monkeys haven't been together in 20 years. Why is Mike...
Four of us haven't been together.
Okay.
Except Mike joined us on the stage in 87. Mm-hmm. He joined us at the Greek. We were there for a couple tunes and an encore.
But why is he doing this one show? Why is he deciding to come back and join you three?
Well, he can't travel as far as Denver. He's doing this show.
Just this one. And there's not been a big falling out between you guys?
Mickey and I have been fighting like fiends, but I have a great thing.
We noticed the bruises. We didn't want to refer to one or anything. We thought it would be a sensitive subject.
The blues bruisers, that's us.
All right, well, they should all be together at some point. It will happen on this program. We invite you to be sure and stand by. We have some plans.
Please stand by, because if you run away, you won't be able to hear us.
Yeah, if you go. If you have any idea about these plans, we'd like for them to take place, and hopefully they will.
We have a plan A and a plan B. We'd like to involve the monkeys. And it's going to be their choice.
It doesn't matter, because we're going to go do it whether they do or not.
All right, 5 to 9. We'll be back with the monkeys on the Mark and Brian program, KLOS. KLOS, the monkeys there. 12 minutes after 9 o'clock, the Mark and Brian program. We are now having a changing of the star.
Yeah, Peter Tork was...
I'm leaving now.
Yeah, and again, very apologetic, Bert.
I heard the Bert Convy thing. I think Peter gets a little more time for
that. See, that's what we were going to do. We were going to give him an extra little bit,
but then you showed up.
And you got to explain to me, who is Bert Convy?
He's a...
How can they do this?
He was the fifth monkey. He was
right. This is
the monkey's celebrity hour.
I'm a successful executive. I can put my foot down. I'm putting it down. I know.
Otherwise, he buys the radio station.
So I want to hear a little more time.
Well, we're all going to get you in the same room and do something very special with you in a minute.
I appreciate your successful executive approach,
Michael. I don't like
Michael.
The sound of this very
well. Yeah, you're going to enjoy it.
I think they're going to try to put our bodies on a Xerox machine. Is what I think.
And we have another thing. We like to take a little road trip.
I'm not going to do that.
A quick road trip.
Get that one. That's not going to happen.
Tony Orlando and Don did it.
We'll run it by all of them at one time.
maybe if you run it by all at one time, maybe they can all talk you into doing it, Peter, because you may want to do it after
you
that.
You may have a trio at this
No,
thing.
But you may want some, too.
You
may
want
to do it.
Where is it, too?
Don't ask. McDonald's. We want to take it to McDonald's and a little entertainment for the breakfast eaters.
But now, Michael, what it is we took Tony Orlando and
Don Derby.
We took them down there.
Yeah, that's gone.
We ran him into the restaurant.
Doc Severson did it.
Hey, that's right. Did Doc Severson, Tony Orlando,
back on,
and Don?
Hollywood and Vine. You're giving us no credibility. Or Tony Orlando and Don.
So far, there's no way.
Marlon Brando did it.
Doc Severson.
Okay, now Marlon.
Who else did it?
Now we're talking business.
George Harrison. He came in the show. He did it. Yeah, Batman did it.
Yeah, he sure did.
Jack Nicholson costume.
George Harrison did not do it.
Yes, he did.
And then he said,
"Oh, who George Harrison is?"
George Harrison.
Of course we do. And then after he sang for McDonald's, he goes, "Gonna have a chicken McNugget." See, so that proves he did it.
And they threw it at him.
The guy, he can imitate George's accent a little bit. And so that proves he did it.
So
eat it all.
All right. Well, Peter, don't you think Peter's done?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Peter's probably finished at this point.
I'm not sure I wasn't before I came in here.
But we could also tell you that George Harrison was incredible.
Yeah, he really was.
I want you to know this button here says cough. So I pushed it, and that's just what happened.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Peter.
I'll put my glasses on. Now I can't hear you any better.
All right. And also, in case you didn't... Yeah. In case you didn't notice, Michael Nesmith is also in the room with us at this point.
Have a seat,
Mike.
Well, why,
you can stick Peter if you want to.
Yeah, why does Peter have to leave?
He doesn't. Well, he doesn't.
All right. As a matter of fact, where's David and Mickey? I mean, you know, this doesn't happen.
They were the ones doing it. As soon as Mickey got here, Davey shook his hand, got up, and walked out of the room.
And then we just changed.
And they think we have problems.
That was the idea. We were told that you did.
Back in here. Yeah. And go get those guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's do them all now.
All right.
And then we can have a...
All right, we're about to have the history making event.
This is the traffic show, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
The monkey's in and out. Who's
sure.
guy who's taking traffic?
Sure. For the first time in 22 years.
On Route 880, the monkeys are jammed up in...
Now, do you know that we're going to play as a band on... Well, I don't know, as a band, but as a foursome...
As an act. At McDonald's today? Or
McDonald's?
No.
At the
Amphitheater.
What the hell?
What was that?
Oh, that's weird.
Chuck, were you doing that? Chuck was doing that. What the hell's going on? I thought we were in, like, monkey limbo.
While we're waiting for the others to get in, Michael, you have been doing what, and why have you not been with the other three?
I run a business.
You're a rich man.
No, I don't mind.
Well, and we all know that your mother invented... liquid paper.
That's right. She sure did.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, now see, now they're hugging and stuff.
Yeah, well, with the TV cameras going, we'll hug.
What do you want?
Where's Mickey?
Mickey?
Mickey who?
Oh, that'd be... They all said that at the same time.
It's not my day to watch him.
Henry, that's not
probably
me.
On the phone. Mickey's on the phone trying to reach Mike.
Hey, Davey.
Yeah, that's just my tuner.
Hey, Davey, we got Bert Convy.
Did you?
Yeah, we got him. Excited for us.
But he doesn't tap.
The phone box became available.
No, Davey, it was you. You
so
put us over the top.
Thank you very much.
We dropped you in there. Yeah, very kind. Yeah.
No, but you've been
over the top is an English expression meaning gone way too far. You've got no chance of making
it. It doesn't look like it's going to happen.
We don't think we are.
Mickey's making a late entrance again.
Oh, with the fashionably late entrance
from
Mickey Dolan.
He's a bit late.
No, but you've been executing. You got your own business and just couldn't get away.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this is Monkey's Day, so let's talk about
that. Yeah, excellent. Looking forward to performing on stage with him, a whole show.
I am.
He's happy to be alive. This guy here, look at that. Look at him. He's going gray and everything.
Exactly.
Man, he's
I died for a long time.
I can't believe it.
I gave up, Dave.
You know I'm growing hairs under my arms and everything?
Just like an adult.
I'm kissing girls. I have children.
You got some.
I finally found out how to do it.
You got some growing out of your ear, too.
I know. I have this crazy hat on here, KLOS.
I shave my nose hairs because I think it makes me look younger.
It does.
It does. It really does.
Notice.
Yeah, thank you for that. Why did this come up? Why did you decide to do the one show with him?
Well, the star, you know, the star on Hollywood Boulevard.
Which one of us is the star?
We have a star that's been given to us on Hollywood Boulevard. There was an empty piece of concrete, and they...
Hey, let's give it to the monkeys.
Hey.
Okay, Mickey just walked in. Now, all four of them in the same studio at the same time.
Here we go, walk down the street.
It sounds good as ever.
Oh, boy, we have a famous best farmer band.
Why don't we do the show?
Right here.
Oh, well, it's great to have you here.
This is really neat. You four will do one show, then the other three will continue on with the rest of the tour.
Yep,
that's right.
2 months.
There's no room on the bus.
2 months. A monkey hell.
It's tough out there. We have to leave one behind just to keep on the name, just in case we don't come back.
Yeah.
Keep a light burning in heaven.
He said he'd do it, so he volunteered.
You know those walks they have on top of the Cape Cod houses? That's where Michael's going to be walking around.
Oh,
waiting for
just doing
return.
His thing.
Keeping right. the lighthouse
they'll
burning.
They'll come back.
All right, now, fellas, this is, of course, it's a business situation, and it's been a while since you were all together. But
so we're asking, what are you pulling down for
finally,
the show?
Mike,
what are you
making down on his price? And
God knows it isn't fun. Oh, no, I mean, it is fun. It's a whole lot of fun. This isn't business.
No, but is this a unique situation for you? Is this kind of fun?
What do you think, Mickey?
I don't know. Is it fun, Mick?
It can be. Touring is not fun. No, touring is not fun.
Performing is fun.
Yeah,
I mean, the work is great. The commute is long.
Yeah, I can
what I almost
yeah,
said on the air live. I
prefer
believe.
the studio myself. Yeah. Recording or filming.
Can we take you guys with us?
Sure, absolutely. Sure.
Can we put the studio on the bus?
You're the opening act.
Actually, Mickey lives in a studio. He had a mic for breakfast.
And
this evening he's going to...
These guys, the three, have been in front of a live audience, very appreciative audiences for the last couple of years.
I know you appreciate it.
We did. We sure did.
And live?
Are you looking forward to getting in front of a live audience again?
I'm scared to death.
Are you?
Yeah, David's got me all worked out to rehearse. so mm-hmm. I'm going to do, you know,
I told him to stand behind me, but it's not going to do any good.
From the waist down.
You'll be playing guitar? Will you be playing guitar on stage?
Well,
or faking playing?
Actually,
you'll be holding one.
You'll be holding one because it's. I know from experience, I can speak for Michael because he's so scared to speak in front of a live mic these days, that to hide behind a guitar is a wonderful way to hang out on
the
stage.
The reason I want Michael behind me is because I always wanted to be a two-headed midget.
All right.
For two-headed midgets.
I
really do.
The story about the guy that went to the circus to get a job, the two-headed midget went to get the job as a strongman, but they didn't get to give him the job, so they gave him the job as a two-headed midget instead. But that's another story.
Yeah, perhaps we can hit on that, maybe touch on that a little bit. Yeah. Don't blow all your humor because you got a concert coming up. And,
too late now.
Forget it now.
All right, we have all four together. We do have some plans. Not quite sure if they're going to go over or not. We're going to give it a try.
Plan A and a plan B.
There you go.
And if they don't work, we'll try something else.
We're going to come back with one of them, so we invite you to stand by. The Monkees, all four reunited today.
20 minutes after 9, the Mark and Brian program on KLOS.